Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. Today I want to share something which is known to you, but which I saw an example of that was highly inspiring. There's a rule, we all know it, you are where your mind is. You can be in Vrindavan and your mind is full of problems, then you are dwelling on these problems. Or you can be in the West and think of Vrindavan and then you are really in Vrindavan. Today I saw something so wonderful of this. I saw a stream or river of pilgrims going through the forest of Giriraj next to his side. Then some of them were really troubled by walking for so long barefoot. They looked exhausted, sweaty, and everything was a signal, oh, I really suffer here. Then I saw a lonely pilgrim. He was coming at me, and he was singing, his arms was stretched out, his face was very devotional, and he sang this song.
Radhe tere charno ki shama tere charno ki.
And this reminded me of the three rules for a pilgrim. Listen to these three rules because they can enhance your life. Also, when you are in America, India, China, wherever. The first rule of the pilgrim who's on his way to a transcendental goal is to seek Radha and Krishna in everything that happens to them. In other words, when they meet people, when they chant, when they study during kirtan, or when they circumambulate and do parikrama of a holy place, seek Radha and Krishna. Second rule. See that behind everything that happens to you, the good and the pleasant, the bad and the ugly, the wonderful, the ecstatic, the enjoyable, and the less than mentionable, there's the hand of the Lord moving you forward, even through these purifying experiences. It's directly arranged for you. It doesn't happen to you. It's arranged for you to bring you closer to Krishna. Third rule, in every interaction which you have, ask the simple question, what would please Radha and Krishna now? And then adjust your words and your actions accordingly. You will see miracles just by following these three keys of pilgrimage. It is also there as we tune ourselves into the chanting. We try to be present full time, and any time our mind wanders, we are back in the material world because we are where our mind is. Therefore, try to bring your mind to Krishna by following the three rules of the pilgrim.